beautiful Saturday morning in Arizona, right here at my house, Rosie on the house. We have an event coming up that I'd like to promote that's going to be occurring in the Phoenix metro area. A particular historic district is having kind of like a neighborhood open house, a home and garden tour. Let's bring Mr. Tom Evans into the conversation. Welcome him, a Windsor Square resident. Mr. Evans, good morning. Thanks for joining us.
Absolutely. Good morning to you as well, Rosie.
Hey, man. Windsor Square got quite the historic neighborhood right there, got quite the story on it. What have y'all got coming up here?
Well, we're having our biannual home tour on November 6th from 11 a.m. to 4 p.m., and it gives folks an opportunity to see about 10 to 12 historic homes that are on the tour. The homes themselves are featured in many cases. In some cases, you'll actually just be checking out the backyards and gardens, many of which have been extensively and beautifully renovated. And you have some really unique and different homes and a lot of variety in the neighborhood just because of the neighborhood's age and kind of the history of how it was built. So it's a really interesting tour. It's very walkable. Windsor Square is a neighborhood of about 330 homes. It's about half of the city, a big city block. So it's easy to get around. There'll be a lot of other activities as well, including a beer garden and food trucks and vendors. So it's a great way to spend an afternoon.
And this is open to the public. What are you going to do with the rush of cars and parking? How would I, as someone that's really got my curiosity piqued and I want to see these homes and maybe have a cold beer and bite off one of the food trucks and walk the neighborhood, what do I have to know about parking?
Well, so the neighborhood is in kind of northeast of the intersection of Central and Camelback behind the Uptown Plaza shopping area. So there's some parking in there for you. There's ample parking along the streets of the neighborhood. So you'll be able to find it and get around. And sort of the epicenter of activity and where you go to get your check in and get your wristband and everything is at 2nd Street and Orange Drive. So there's plenty of parking around it. It's a neighborhood that, is also on parade routes and things like that. So it's easy to get in and out of.
This is next weekend.
It is next weekend on Sunday. Yes, absolutely. It's coming up quick.
And the hours?
11 a.m. to 4 p.m. Tickets are $18 in advance if you buy them online, and then they're $25 day of.
And where would I buy a ticket online?
I believe the web address is windsorsquarephoenix.com. If you just do a quick Google of Windsor Square, you'd also be able to find it. We've got a pretty good presence on Facebook. Tickets are available day of, a little bit more money, but those are the options to get tickets.
That's fantastic. It's an interesting story. It's a subdivision that was started in the early 20s, went through the Great Depression, had several years of no activity. It was bought out of a bankruptcy situation and a resurgence in the 30s. It's a great, great historic district, very conveniently located. The only thing you won't find in Windsor Square is for sale signs.
Absolutely. Very rare, for sure.
But y'all are opening the neighborhood up to let others get a peek in and take a look and experience it and appreciate it. So we appreciate you taking time this Saturday morning to come on and let the Arizona homeowners know all about it. Open to the public next Sunday, Windsor Square. Tom, thanks a bunch.
Absolutely. Thank you very much. We hope to see everybody there.
All right. Great job.
And we'll make sure that event, if it's not already posted on our community calendar at rosieonthehouse.com, gets posted so people can find that direct link as well.
$300 a lot. In 1921.
That you would have a little bit of home equity in that event.
Oh, baby.
It is posted on our Facebook page, our website, too. So you can find that Windsor event.
It's already in the event page.
It is.
Great. All right.
Yes, it is. There it is. You scroll down. It's the fourth listing right now. Awesome.
Hey, Larry from Red Rock's been on hold a good while. Let's see if we can take Larry on line one. Larry calling from Red Rock, Arizona. How can we help you?
Good morning. Good morning. Hey, I have a question on a water pressure regulator.
Okay.
We recently went through a community-wide water valve replacement.
Okay.
And I had no issues until they replaced the water valve. But now, anytime I open more than one service, for instance, I flush a toilet while I have a water running in the sink, my pressure in the sink goes to almost a dribble.
Okay, I tell you what, Larry, hang on. I've got about four ideas for you, but I'm going to need to finish answering this question. I got a couple more questions for you. I want you to hang on. We got to go to bottom of the hour news, but when we come back, you'll be first up. We'll finish this. I think I know what we're looking for.